There you go.
Ladies and gentlemen, we'll start the second legislative meeting. First, I'd like a motion to excuse Commissioner Panicali.
Make a motion to excuse Commissioner Panicali.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Mayor Pro Tem, can you read the introduction, please?
Yes. The purpose of this meeting is to receive comments on the proposed text amendment to the following section of the Curie Beach Code, KBC 15.36.140, roof pitch. Official notice of this legislative hearing was posted on the town's website and on bulletin board on October 27th, 2022, and was advertised in the Island Gazette on November 2nd and November 9th, 2022, thus meeting the notification requirements. Mr. Mayor.
If there is anyone in the people present who would like to come forward to make any comments, please do.
Comment.
What?
I have an email comment.
Okay, let's read that email.
I'm just going to come up here and read it since the mic is off there.
You're fine. I can stand beside it.
All right.
This is from Craig Galbraith. He is our P&Z chairman. He is submitting this as his personal opinion, not as his P&Z opinion. That's why I'm reading it into the record.
Okay.
Dear Mayor, during the last P&Z meeting, we discussed the roof issue as a design issue. As you know, I voted against the motion to recommend deleting this section in the Curie Beach Code. It was my opinion that roof design is, in fact, a safety issue and not a pure aesthetic design issue as per North Carolina state statutes, current state statutes, which focuses on local government's ability to regulate aesthetics issues with residential buildings. I have now had time to do a lot more research on this, and there are plenty of published peer review articles that clearly show roof design does influence roof failure in high winds due to pressure differences. There's an attachment to that, but that's in your email. I don't have the actual attachment
okay.
here. But roof failure during a hurricane is also clearly a safety issue since it can hurt people and property, both the owners and adjacent, and become more expensive and time-consuming to clean up. Most of these published studies looked at different types of gabled roofs. I could not find an article that specifically compared high wind damage to flat versus gabled roofs, but there are a number of studies to show flat roofs have more damage and failure in rainy areas than gabled roofs. The bottom line is that I believe it is clear that roof design in our ordinances is not a pure design issue regarding state statutes, which is not dealing with safety concerns but rather aesthetic, but rather contains a safety component in Curie Beach due to high winds and intense rain that we occasionally get. Perhaps in Raleigh, roof design doesn't matter, but in the coastal Carolinas, it's a safety issue also. Due to this, I strongly believe it is wrong to delete that part of the ordinance regarding roof design without further research. It might be appropriate to do additional research regarding if flat roofs are indeed more dangerous, but to eliminate the roofing design part of our local ordinance, given our lack of knowledge about this, due to the current state limitations regarding design, I believe it's completely wrong. Note that meeting code, flat roofs can meet code, as do all the gabled roofs, does not reduce the safety argument since many of the studies cited examined roofs that all met code but still failed due to design differences.
Anybody else have comments on flat roof or roof slope? And we actually cannot take any information over the telephone, can we?
No.
Okay. If there are no further comments, I'll accept the motion to close.
So moved. Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.